All right, folks, I am with Juanito. Juanito, can you hear me all the way down there? Juanito.
Hey, what's going on there, bro?
Well, what's going on there with you? I'm not going to say where you're at. Can you show some of the scenery, maybe?
Well, yeah, it's a beautiful actually out here. A lot of people out with swim shorts and all sorts of things. So we had quite a few whales today, and it's a beautiful day. Anytime you get this kind of clarity, it's pretty amazing. People have no idea what this part of the world is like, actually. A place that one in a the continent.
I hope we get
You know,
you're kind of breaking up a
the
little bit
island
though.
is one and a half times, or 1.5 miles on average. Lots of places too. But Putin, and one of the things that was interesting about the interview, and I'm sure everybody caught that, is that Putin describes how he knows that he hasn't got to worry about or deal with this administration in DC because they're not running things. Did you catch that, Nino?
I
He
caught
was
that,
very
and what I
clear.
also caught, Juanito, was the fact that Biden held an emergency press conference right at the same time.
Well, and of course, that was about the Justice Department saying that he wasn't coherent enough, not together enough to warrant prosecuting. So imagine that. Here he is, the alleged leader of free world, and then he's not coherent enough to actually take to trial on his handling of his evidence. He wouldn't be able to defend himself coherently.
They're getting
So you
ready
have
to
to kind of wonder, that was a...
they're getting ready for him to step down, aren't they, Juanito?
Well, I think as we've talked about for the last year, over a year ago, I said the problem for the Democrats, actually almost 2 years ago, the problem for the Democrats is that like that Roman punishment where if you had been convicted of it, you were shackled to the corpse, neck to neck, wrist to wrist, waist to waist, leg to leg, and you couldn't get rid of them. When they were unable to move Pelosi into the White House to replace Biden because they got blocked coming up on the Christmas break on the little scheme they had in mind, that put them in a horrible bind. And now, how can they, who would they bring forward to run as the president if for some reason he was deemed not able to, make this next move? But more importantly, I think again, let me just try to get people to think a little bit out of the box for a second. If Putin is correct and the people running Washington, D.C. are not the ones that you see visibly, and he was talking past them, the American people, why, what happened there? You saw a break in the communications system. We're not being lied to as much as we're not even getting allowed to be in the conversation. See, the media has been doing this maneuver. The reason that we don't even get to talk about subjects in very much depth in our conversations on certain of the social media channels is because they'll block us. We have to go to peripheral channels, if you will. So you just say the right word and this video would be taken down. Now, the break in the media before the 2016 elections, that data that came out of the DNC servers that was leaked by a campaign worker, about a significant percentage of that data actually related to what you're seeing right out here. A significant percentage of that data was images and conversations having to do with this area right here. It's interesting that John Kerry was about 600 miles from me here in this region on the day of the 2016 election. Not, you know, one of the five wisest men in the world. That's the way they talk about him. And where was this wise man of the West? He wasn't, you know, on the day that the presidency of the United States was on the line, where was he? Right here. Why would this be so important to him to be here? Then a couple of weeks after the election was determined that it won, where did Newt
Mr.
Gingrich
T.
go for 3 weeks? Right here.
Same place.
Okay. And then, by the way, the last trip when he was still president came right down
Mr.
just
O, Mr.
up
O,
the street
Mr.
from me
O.
here. Okay. See, there you go. We can't even say names, man. So
there's a hot potato with you. You know.
Well, and then the other thing is, do you know where Mr. O went just 2.5 weeks ago? Right here where I'm at. What
An
was so
important place.
important? Well, and so why, when Putin, when it was clear that we had one of our Western journalists was going to go interview Putin. What, we can't even see Putin's name on here? Am I got to say Mr. P?
I wouldn't
Okay.
go ahead and say it. I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, how much are they going to block us
We're
from
going
talking
through the
about
letter,
anybody?
people.
Yeah. Well, so the whole point, though, Nino, is this. I might even not be able to say Nino. You might not be able to say Juan before we're done.
I say Juanito.
Isn't that true? Seriously,
Yeah.
we can't even, you know. Okay, so at some point, Nino, what is it that they're so afraid of us understanding? If that you're being presented on the stage as running the free world, starting and maintaining wars, funneling all of your life energy in the form of your taxed money going out to fight a war in Central Europe, the people running that war and doing all these bizarre things aren't the ones that you visibly see. And one of the leaders of the world, the free world and the, you know, maybe the more free world, you know, think about that. Is Russia more free at this moment in time than we are in the West?
Yes.
That's a hard one to ask. Look, I don't go to Russia. I don't, you know, I do love the Russian people. I
Their
have a
media
lot of
isn't as propagandized as ours, right?
Oh, I wouldn't say that that's completely true. There's propaganda everywhere, but you know, here's the issue. Putin couldn't at least get his viewpoint anywhere in there. We propagandize when we're in war. Everybody does, you know, the cartoons and the mimicry, and to get you built up for the war, you know, get your war bonds, Rosie the Riveter, all this kind of stuff, the jackboot, everything. War, you have to kind of get people's mind into the right place. But the other side of the coin is if you're trying to avoid war, sometimes you have to get past the propaganda also to have an honest conversation. So what did Putin do? He sought out somebody that wouldn't be blocked from their position, but did have the ear of a significant portion of the population. And then he tried to have a bit of a conversation. He tried to tie our histories together, which, by the way, I've said it numerous times, Russia is a natural ally of America, and they are also a historical ally of America. They got captured internally in some stuff, banker war type stuff, and went through a horrible period. And they're not completely through it. Look, I'm not wanting to be living in the Russia. I'm not, you know, jump ship. But the other side of the coin is, are we being told the truth about the motives and the people that are running things? You have to ask the question. And then when the information drops happen by not just one, but several people coming out of the three-letter agency world and beyond, and it has to do with this exact location, you have to start doing a little bit of mental gymnastics. What's really going on?
What's
Who's
so
really running the world?
What's so important
Yeah.
about that location you're at, Juanito?
It's a longer conversation, and we don't have time to go into it today. But I want to stretch people's minds to actually think about all the things that look, when we talk about, for example, if we were going to go to Mars and we wanted to colonize Mars or the Moon, what would we have to do? Would we live right on the surface? Would we go a little under the surface? What's the machinery, the complexities of living in that kind of an environment? And would it be much different than what you might want to do here? And then when would that have started? Who was behind it? Are we dealing with something that came here 70, 80 years ago or longer? Are we dealing with stuff
Well,
that's been going on for some significant period of time? And that's a conversation that I look forward to having. But
we need to, when, but
I
Putin
want
said
people
that what they were trying to cleanse,
think about that.
what Putin said they were trying to cleanse out of is exactly what's there where you're at, correct? Without saying the name, the word. What they're trying to cleanse from that part of the world is exactly what's where you're at right now, correct?
Well, was Putin specifically talking only about when he's talking about DC and the problems and the fight and the war? You have to think a little differently. And then why is he being attacked? What is it that he's not relinquishing? What are the Russian people not relinquishing that somebody else may want? What war are we really in, Nino? Here as a people, as a planet. Again, why all the imagery? Why all of conversations about this exact location if it's just a bunch of research stations? You know, the entire population here year round is claimed to be only 1,000 people. That's it. All the research stations, and it blossoms up to about 5,000. I'm here right now. So you have a place 1.5 times the size of the continental US. What could be hiding beneath the surface, and how would it get there? What would it be doing? How would it function? A lot more comfortably than most people have really thought through. If you're only looking on the surface, it's just like looking at politics or the reasons for a fight in a military conflict. What's beneath the surface is the real fight. What's beneath the surface of what Putin was trying to convey
A lot of people will say that
is
interview was very, very
far more important than
underwhelming.
you saw right at the top. But you see, that's part of the point, Nino. The conversation, the slightest word, the slightest tinge a certain way can have multiple different interpretations. So Putin was having a very controlled conversation, and it's the first salvo. What's really going on is that he broke the ice, so to speak, in opening up a path to be able to communicate out into the West. Scott Bennett's done some similar stuff, but not at the level that just happened. The conversation's going to have to broaden out and go places that we're not at right now. He's now got access and credibility, credible routes to convey information that didn't exist just a few days before. So we can now begin that portion of the conversation that needs to happen. What's really going on just beneath the surface
So,
in the
it
politics
was an icebreaker, correct, Juanito? It was an icebreaker. I mean, it was kind of underwhelming to me. I was hoping he'd say
Precisely.
this. Okay. So I was hoping he would disclose a
Well,
lot
they
more.
also need. Well, he also needed to vet. If you look at what Tucker said, you know, they weren't sure that Putin was actually going to have the real conversation. They thought they were just going to get propagandized themselves with all the history talk right off the bat. Then he understood as they went on that there was more to what Putin was trying to convey that needed to be understood. It was an icebreaker. It means that more conversations can now happen. Okay. That's what's really going on. And we're starting to break through. Why? Because do you want to have World War III? Do you want to have a nuclear exchange? Putin doesn't. It's not in their interest. It's not in Russia's interest. It's not in America's interest. It might be in the interests of the breakaway. It might be in the interests of people that want to move into the vacuum after we've destroyed the planet up north, and they get to move into the gap, the vacuum. That's part of what's going on here. When you look for the secret space program, it's not outer space, it's inner space. It's right here.
So Juanito, what now? Why the emergency meeting from Biden? What was that all about? Are they about to start playing Democrat musical chairs?
Well, again, the coherency of that news conference, you know, it's a little bizarre. And let's put it this way. How many times have you seen it where I did not have relations with that woman? You get the rest of the story. You know what the meaning of is, right? As soon as they start having to have that portion of the conversation, they're in serious, serious deep trouble. And so that's really what's going on here. Again, it started a crack in the windshield, and this is going places that people you know, have dreamed about for the last year or two. It's starting to happen. Why? Because the media blockade for the conversation just got broken. It started at the edge of the windshield over at Russia, but it's going to travel all the way to the center of the windshield right now. You know, it might be multiple rock strikes in the windshield. This whole thing is starting to shatter. They're on shifting sands, but also don't get ahead of yourself, Nino. These kinds of things take time, and it's not instantaneous. Remember, I said there was a couple of big booms coming. This one here was a muffled boom, but it was a pretty good size one. You have more coming, and it's only days away.
Days away?
Days away. And it won't be the end, but it starts.
Like Super Bowl days away, or what are you talking about?
Well, of course, I said we have a St. Valentine's Day type thing coming. You'll hear about it the next day.
Could something bad happen during the Super Bowl, Juanito? Or is that, are you alluding to that or not that?
No. I'm talking about information releases.
Okay.
2020, it's not over yet.
Juanito, are you going to take me next time?
Yeah. Come on down. We'll have some fun.
I have your word on that.
And by the way,
your word on that? Do I have your word on that?
Yeah, come on, man. Let's go have some fun. By the way, though, I should mention too, you know, you haven't seen it yet. Over on Jen's site, there's the little black bag. Something's coming. We did a little sneaker. We should have it. The big reveal will be later in the week. Really cool. Really cool.
Let me just recap. So, I mean, it did seem kind of underwhelming, but I guess if you know what to look for, it was a great interview. I still enjoyed the interview thoroughly. I thought it was an amazing interview. I know that he was just doing a broad stroke on everything, but what I did notice, what I paid attention to, was the emergency conference of Biden. It seems to me they're getting ready to you know, he's getting ready to maybe step down, Juanito. I mean, but who are they going to put in place?
Well, again, who if you start trying to defend that position, you're already in trouble because you've gone defensive as opposed to being on the offense, which they claim to be all the time, economy and other things. But actually, it's something different. They were trying to pull attention off of the Tucker interview. They want to pull it away from Putin. They don't want you to hear
an honest
conversation. Yeah,
it's up on the internet all the time. I mean, people can just go back and watch it anyway.
Well, but part of it is that which three-letter media are you going to watch? See if they can be more relevant. Look, you're going to have at this point probably Mr. B, can't even say the president's name probably at this point, doing more news conferences trying to look good.
Is Mr. B, my audience is probably getting so annoyed. Is do you think that this could all be, you know, his whatever it looks like, failing memory, dementia, whatever it is, could it be an act?
Well, you're watching an act. That's what Putin told you. That's really part of the relevance here, Nino. Putin told you that you are watching theater because the people that are being paraded out in front of you as the ones running the free world from DC. Putin said, we know he's not in charge. We know he's not calling the shots. And when they asked him, is it the names of the people, you know, that we know, he says, you don't know their names. It's a waste of time trying to name them. Why? Because it's not even O that's running the world. You see, when O needed instructions, where did he go? Where did he go? When they lost,
where you're at right now,
Mr. T, when Mr. T came into office, where was Kerry? Okay, where was he? He was right here. Who was he talking to? Who was he answering to? What's it all about? Why in the data drops that happened in the months before the 2016 election that shocked the world was a huge percentage of the material related to right here, Nino, you know, right here. What's going on here? See, when you understand lithium nose cone tunnel technology, boring equipment, you understand you got miles of ice above certain locations and hot springs are here, huge mud hole that stays liquid in the wintertime in the coldest part of the winter. You got heat there. Well, what's happening in the vent tubes from that? Why could that be relevant? Nino, it's far bigger than most people have ever comprehended. You don't have to go to Mars. You don't have to go to the moon to understand what's going on. And then part of the illusion here is the whole alien thing. Well, what kind of aliens? This takeover is alien in nature, but they're just the breakaway. As much as Europe was a breakaway, advanced rapidly over, say, portions of Africa or Indonesia, island countries. Go look up cargo cults and think about these islands where the planes would land and bring stuff in during World War II. The people were mentally and technologically hundreds of years behind the people that landed in those cargo aircraft. And it was almost incomprehensible, so it became a religion with the cargo cults trying to mimic, but they weren't even in the same world. When you have a breakaway, what would the world look like right now, Nino, if you could jump forward 50 years or 100 years? Is it completely alien, or is it just a different culture that didn't get blown to smithereens in the latest war? Hasn't had to go backwards, can tap all of the resources and technology of other nations for a period of time, and then just stand back and wait for them all to blast themselves to smithereens and then walk in and take over in the vacuum. You have to understand what's really going on here. It's a conversation that isn't being had in
so
public.
This is a conversation.
It's a conversation that's being twisted by well-meaning people, but they're taking it places that become silliness. It is a sci-fi type of a story. You know, I have a tremendous sci-fi collection, science fiction writing collection. I enjoy it tremendously. But most of what's happening is illusions that are being ascribed to people from other galaxies, universes, parallel realities, etc. And you don't have to go that far. You just have to understand what happened and the progression over the last couple hundred years, and then who was behind it, what they've really got going on. That's a conversation. Let's have that, Nino. I'll look forward to it. And it is very important for
us. You want to do that on ninoscorner.tv?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Juanito. I'm going to get going. I have to hit the road. Anything else that you can think of right now that makes sense to know?
Well, you might send some people to have some fun over there, allpatriots.com over at Gumroad or over at GenSight. We have a little sneaker. It's just a flash sale. Just getting ready for something we're going to release later in the week. And I thought we'd have a little bit of fun with it this week.
TheJenniferMax.com. You got it. TheJenniferMack.com. There you go, folks. Go down there and get yourself some cool Juanito gear. I've got some. You sent me the silver coins. I appreciate that, Juanito. I really love them.
Yeah, well, this next one, you won't believe it. It's so good. Oh my gosh.
All
Anyway,
right,
I love
Juan.
y'all. Nina, let me have a moment with your audience, and we'll talk more here soon.
You got it.